It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Rabbi Purim Klon from Yeshiva.
Thank you, Shmuel. Thank you for inviting me tonight into this dusty and humid hall to interfere in your lives. This afternoon is going to be sensational. And not just because I'm talking. And listen to this. When Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader of all time, when Moshe was challenged to lead his people out of Egypt, he felt he was not up to the task because he had a speech impediment. But he went on to hand over the Torah on Sinai, on Shabbos, I think. Yes, it was a Kalibach Shabbos, if I remember. I called upon this innocent Yiddish Yingler, this precious neshama, who was putting his life on the line. And I said to him, tell me, Yoina Nosebleeder, for that was his name. And you'll excuse me for not revealing to you his name. But his cell phone is 917-724-55118. I said to him, Yoina, if you don't speak out now, you will be lost forever. Which taught me a tremendous lesson, and one I want to share with you tonight. Earlier in Shmos, we read Perek Beis Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayehi bayomim ahem, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei lechov, vayar esiv loisom. And here I want to recount to you the pirush of this pasuk as told to me by my faithful friend and sponsor, Reb Shmuel David Herzog, one of the pillars in the community, whose reputation travels far and wide like the Greyhound buses. Reb Shmuel, who is a Heimische Yid, I guess he must be in real estate, he said the following, and it's a marvelous interpretation of the episode. How come without lifting a finger, Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly ascended to greatness? And Reb Shmuel, in his stupendous perception and a rare moment of genius, says, read on in the Pasuk to understand the meaning, Vayetze Lechov Vayar Esiv Loisom. It was only when Moshe Rabbeinu, who had been crowned with luxury and riches, who had every reason not to get involved, which reminds me of a Moira Dicker story about the young widow who was... Never mind, I'll tell it to you privately. And to all the young Chossens and Kallers, I say to you, when he comes home from work at night, tired and exhausted Nebuch from investing so many hours at the OTB, when he comes in, don't lie on the sofa waiting to sink your claws into his kishke. A Jewish homemaker is better than that. She's a queen, and at the very least, a princess. Throw out the TV dinner and switch off the monitor. Even though ER is on, and I know how important medical emergencies are. Hug him and embrace him. Show him that love is not restricted to tennis. And you... the new husband, don't come through the door criticizing the burnt toast and bemoaning your wife's extravagances. What happened? She's entitled to change her scheitel daily, even if blue is not her color. Reach out and tell her that she looks special, like Queen Esther, and compliment her like she was Ruth. Because this way, you will avoid hearing a Megillah about what happened to her at the butcher. And when the kinderlach see such an important example, they will not be tempted to burn down the sukkah or break all the shmuramatzes in the house by the second day of Pesach. Pesach, how I love the sound of that name. When she's finished putting the kids to bed, it's time to tell her all those phenomenal things that couples talk about, like redoing the kitchen and buying a second home in Boca Raton. Soon you will be looking for a shidduch. The kids will want to settle down because they believe in the sanctity of a mistake. People may ask you all sorts of questions regarding your daughter. What size dress? Do her ears match? Was she toilet trained before the cat? These are perfectly normal inquiries from perfectly abnormal people. Don't get antagonistic when the boys ask for the latest bank statements, together with a minimum demand for a 50% share in your business, a two-family house so he can have income while he hangs out in the kollel, in case, chas v'sholom, that he may have to work for 10 minutes of his life. Can you imagine? I thought the White Sox were a Hasidic baseball team. And for your sons, demand only the best. Ask to see the stock portfolio of the Mechutin. And think of Shraga, Shraga who sits alone on the stone floor reading Eicha every night for no other reason than to enable me to tell you this story. And your beautiful wife, she has to look out for Tahara and not the tiara. Otherwise, you will come to know the true meaning of Shalom Bayis, eviction from the home, Shalom Bayis. The Rechnitzer Rebbe, a huge legend in his own mind, used to say on a Tuesday night after the Kegel, a person needs to be concerned with what comes out of his mouth as much, if not more, than what goes inside his mouth. Shmiras HaLoshon is not just a piece of tongue that you put in the freezer that becomes Loshon Hara when it goes bad. It is the ability to advise a friend on inside trading and flotations before it becomes public knowledge. Which reminds me of a gewaltige story about the young Siamese twins who were abandoned near a shul in Kenazi, and that's not a good ending anyway. And to finish off, but not absolutely finally, in conclusion, I would like to tell you all, mindless tape lovers what you are, that an Erev is supposed to help the Kehillah. I personally know that Rav Moshe denounced such an idea in a built-up area like Englewood. I know because Rav Alzheimer, the Eloi Ador, who had trouble recalling his own psak, he was a true buddy of the Ramah, who was told by Rabbi Akiva Eger, who read it in a magazine somewhere, that an Erev is the duty of the rabbinic leadership towards families who are stuck at home on Shabbos and Shivasa B'Tammuz. We have Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontev, an Erev Tavshilin. Why can't we have an Erev Flatbush? I heard from a chaver, you know, with whom I had a chavrusa until we had a falling out, that the Erev on the Q train works beautifully. Where is the leadership? And finally, you must remember that cute little 11-year-old who struggled to make himself heard. And don't forget the staggering potential that Moshe Rabbeinu had, which made him great. Vayigdal Moshe. You will recall the story about the young widow who... Never mind, I'll tell you privately. Don't be embarrassed when it comes to a shidduch to resist the demands of the chassanim, while making those same demands of your prospective daughters-in-law. And think about Shraga. Shraga sitting on the stone floor. Remember that kosher is not necessarily yosher. And consider those Siamese twins abandoned near a shul in Canarsie. And finally, the Erev, which includes a chazan who can't even carry a tune on Shabbos. Thank you for staying to hear me. Sir?
No, I'm the janitor.
Oh, you're the janitor.
I have to close up.
Oh, you have to lock up?
Right.
Okay, let me just
switch off the tape.